Welcome to day number 13, my friends. Now, at this stage in the program, we're going to be shifting gears a little bit. We've discussed mindset. We've talked about some methods for making things happen. We've discussed various ways in which you can set your goals. And we've touched on a little inspiration along the way. But now we're going to be talking about, hey, how do you actually take action on the goals that you've set, on the things that you've learned thus far? On a day-to-day basis, how do you become as productive as possible? You know, very few of us are as productive as we want to be and as productive as we can be. Each day, we wake up, right, wanting to accomplish our goals, wanting to complete tasks with laser-like focus, wanting to be as effective and efficient as possible with our time. But what happens? Instead, we end up getting lost in a deluge of distractions, an overflowing inbox, coworkers pulling at our attention, and a phone that just won't stop buzzing and beeping. We all know what this feels like. We all know what it feels like to become overly absorbed in the things that don't matter at the expense of the things that we know that do. And we all want to be able to tap in to those peak levels of productivity that we know we're capable of on a perpetual basis. But look, wanting to be productive is not enough to actually make you more productive. What you really need is to find a way to effectively handle the distractions, the interruptions, and the pending actions flying at your face at a never-ending pace on a daily basis. And luckily for you, I've got a Make It Happen method for doing exactly that. And it's called If-Then Planning. And it's a proven and powerful way to help you become a productivity powerhouse if you'll put it to practice. Now, there's a significant body of research to back up the effectiveness, the potency of this method of if-then planning. Studies on diet and exercise, time management, negotiation, habit building, and more have shown that deciding in advance when and where you're going to take specific actions to reach a goal can literally double or triple your chances of successfully making them happen. So, in one study that involved people who wanted to start exercising regularly, half the participants were told to plan where and when they'd exercise each week. So, for example, if it's Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, then I'll exercise for 60 minutes before work, right? That's an example. Now, the results from this study alone, just one study on if-then planning, were astounding. My jaw literally dropped when I was reading about it. 2 weeks after they started this study, 91% of if-then planners, people who use this if-then method that I'm going to show you in this lesson, 91% of them that use this method were still exercising regularly. They still had the habit. They were still doing it, compared to just 39% of the people who didn't plan. Now, that's a huge difference. That's significant, to say the least. And all this evidence like this, studies like this, research like this, is why researchers tell us that going through the process of if-then planning is one of, if not the most effective thing that we can do to ensure our success when it comes to taking action on things like work-related projects and even personal development efforts like health or relationship goals, exercising, journaling, meditating, things like that. So let's talk about how it works. If-then planning is basically about anticipating when you think you might not follow through on something and then getting ahead of it by deciding ahead of time when and where you're going to do it. Now, all if-then plans are based on a very simple, super simple formula that you can apply to every area of your life. It goes like this. If or when X happens, then I will do Y, right? So here's some examples of what this looks like in action. So for instance, if it's 2 o'clock, then I will return any missed calls that I need to return today. If I haven't finished writing my article by lunchtime, then I'll make it my main focus when I get back to my desk. If I run out of time to make my green juice at home before leaving for work. Then I'll order one from the local juice bar and have Postmates deliver it to the office. When my coworkers are getting too distracting, then I'll stick to a 5-minute chat limit and get right back to work. If I'm still in the office at 6 p.m., then I'll work out at the office gym for 60 minutes before going home. If it's Sunday at 5 p.m., then I'll do my weekly review and plan my upcoming week. If I get a text from my wife that pisses me off, then I'll wait half an hour before replying so I can respond with love rather than anger. So those are just a few examples. It's a very versatile formula. And the reason why, again, it's so effective is because they're formulated using the kind of language that your brain likes. That is the language of contingencies. The human brain is really good at encoding and recalling information when it's formulated in this if-then style. And the ways in which you can apply contingencies via these if-then plans to guide your actions and become more productive is practically endless. Right? Once you've created an if-then plan, your brain, by the way, just starts to scan your environment. Right? It happens below your awareness most of the time. And it starts looking for the situation in the if part of your brain. And then this then triggers you to take action in the moments that matter. Right? It's 5 o'clock Sunday. Oh gosh, I better start doing my weekly review. And so it's a very powerful yet simple method. And these triggers, right, they help us even when we're busy working on other things. Right? You might be in the kitchen making lunch, and then all of a sudden, boom, you remember, oh gosh, it's 2 o'clock. I gotta call my mom. Or, oh gosh, it's 4 o'clock. I need to start working on that presentation that's due next week. And so the reason why it works is because it taps into something neurologically in your brain that reminds you and triggers you and makes you want to actually take action. Because of the simple way in which this formula is put together. So if you find that too many of your tasks are unfinished, or you're procrastinating, or you just plain out don't feel like taking action on them, then making a simple if-then plan can help you take control, can help you get things done. And that's what a lot of us are after anyway, right? So how do we use this method? Now, here's how to use this make it happen method. You're going to need a pen and a pad, and you're going to start making your own if-then plans for your own life. And the first step to doing that is to choose one important action that you've got to take to reach one of your goals. That's the first step. Choose one important action, something that maybe you've been procrastinating, something maybe that you have been meaning to get to, that you've been wanting to get to, but haven't for whatever reason. Step two. Think about when and where you need to take this action, right? What's the situation? Think about that. And then step three, you want to set up your own if-then plan, right? Using this formula, if or when blank, then blank. For example, when it's 2 p.m. on a weekday, then I will take a break from work and go for a 45-minute run. Step four, think about an obstacle that might usually prevent you from taking action, right? Think about temptations, distractions, or anything else that might get in your way. So for example, every time I try to take a break and go out for a run, my coworkers bombard me with questions on my way out of the office. And by the time I'm done with them, I've only got 20 minutes left to exercise, so I often just tell myself that I'll do it later, which I don't. Step five. When something happens, right, a temptation or a distraction that might prevent you from taking action, how are you going to handle it? Ask yourself that. What are you going to do instead? For example, maybe just keeping with this metaphor that we're using, this example that we're using about taking a break and going for a 45-minute run. Let's say that you might decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to let everyone know in advance at the office that my exercise time is important to me. So if they've got any questions for me, they can email me or they can wait until I'm back from my run. Boom. Step 6, set up another if-then plan again, including how you'll handle the inevitable obstacles that might derail you from taking action. Right, so for instance, when it's 2 p.m. on a weekday, then I'll take a break from my work and head straight outside for my run without letting any of my coworkers distract me. That's it. So start applying this if-then method to your own goals, especially the ones that you feel like you're not taking enough action on. Right? Take a few minutes to formulate some if-then plans for each of the goals or the tasks or the habits that are important to you, but that you also find yourself procrastinating on a regular basis or getting distracted from doing more often than you want. And then implement these plans daily for the next 2 months. After a few days, I can practically guarantee you that you'll begin to see a dramatic improvement in your productivity and your ability just in general to get things done. And if you're not addicted to how much more productive you are after trying this make it happen method, then you're more than welcome to stop. But I've got a feeling that is not gonna happen because this is a very potent and powerful method that can have a dramatically positive impact on your productivity. And it doesn't take much effort to do. All you're really doing is thinking about when and where you're going to deal with some of the pitfalls that come up as you're trying to take action on your goals. That's it. Just thinking about it, writing it down really quick can improve your ability to take action, avoid procrastinating, stay focused, avoid distractions, and just plain get out there and get things done. So try this method out. I hope you find it as helpful as I have. I've been using it for years, and go out there and make it happen.